Oklahoma makes the top 10 for job growth. A sheriff in the state's largest city gives his approach to the state's new immigration law. And the techniques used to teach kids to read may be changing. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. New data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics ranks Oklahoma 9th in the nation for job creation. Economists attribute the ranking to the state's long-term investments in non-traditional industries like aerospace, healthcare, and financial services. The ranking is based on job growth over the past 5 years. The state's low cost of living is cited as a key factor in attracting both residents and newcomers. Texas and Florida were the top two states, while California and New York dropped out of the top 10. Local law enforcement officers are preparing for the implementation of Oklahoma's new immigration law. HB 4156 criminalizes anyone in the state without legal immigration status. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson says his office will enforce the law.
Sheriff Johnson says his deputies will not be seeking to arrest individuals solely for committing Oklahoma's new immigration crime, known as impermissible occupation.
We are going to enforce the law, and while enforcing the law and during an investigation process, once a crime has been committed, if it has been deemed and observed that this person who committed the crime is an illegal immigrant, then we will take action.
But that's nothing new, Johnson says.
We were always doing that. We were always complying with our federal partners.
What's new is jailing people locally for breaking a state crime that's based on a federal law. That's not something that's happening, but that we can expect starting next month as the new law takes effect. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City Public Schools is already getting ready for the next academic year. Families can now enroll students online or receive in-person assistance at various locations until July 30th. OKCPS encourages families to enroll sooner rather than later, as the district will use enrollment data to plan staffing needs. The district plans to host a career fair on June 10th to address staffing requirements for the upcoming year. The state is poised to overhaul the way educators teach kids to read. Lawmakers went all in on mandating science of reading techniques this legislative session. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the Strong Readers Act is awaiting the governor's signature.
Senate Bill 362 garnered overwhelming bipartisan support this session. It overhauls what was called the Reading Sufficiency Act and creates the statewide literacy revolving fund for teacher training on science of reading methods. The bill also bolsters student screenings and timely interventions for reading deficiencies and requires early childhood or elementary education degree seekers to pass a reading instruction test. Science of reading techniques are research-backed methods that teach children to read by emphasizing individual sounds of words, understanding how letters are grouped to form sounds, and knowing and understanding vocabulary in sentences. Some Oklahoma schools are already making the transition. At the demand of the State Board of Education, Tulsa Public Schools recently trained all of the district's elementary and secondary teachers on the science of reading. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.